Do you know the difference between sci-fi and science fiction? Josh does. He schools us on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Welcome to Social Club for the week of April 15th. Hope you got your taxes done.
What now?
Yeah. I'm Sarah Kovash, and with me is Josh Rollerson.
I got to step out for a minute, you guys, do some paperwork.
Uh-oh.
And Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Or drink.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Happy tax day, then.
I know. I actually just got my refund back this morning.
And I bet you're feeling good.
I didn't do them that long ago, actually. I was shocked. I had to take a minute and think, why do I have money in my account?
Is it already spent?
In my mind, yes.
Let's all take a moment to appreciate the hard work of the good folks at the Internal Revenue Service turning around that refund for you so quickly.
Sure.
Thank you so much, IRS.
Thanks,
yeah.
IRS.
Do you remember when it would take like months to get a refund back? I feel like back in the day when I was...
You talk as though I get refunds.
Oh, sorry. Well, you've got like, I thought when you had dependents, you get like a ton of money back.
You do actually, but you have to remember to like withhold from your paycheck.
Oh.
That was the problem I had. I've owed money the last couple of years. Thanks for joining us for this hour-long discussion of
taxes.
Policy. And
I know. Ugh. Well, I married an accountant, so I don't have to worry about any of that.
Oh, that is nice.
So are you just on the verge of suicide about this time every year? Like, does he bring it home with him? Is it part of your household energy?
So the common misconception with anyone that's an accountant is that this is their crazy time. So if you are at a public accounting firm, so that is an accounting firm that does accounting for other companies and does taxes for other companies, because there's a difference between tax accountants and regular accountants, which I know I'm not saying the right word. There's a tax accountant and another accountant. I can't think of what it is. And they are crazy right now.
That's the kind my father-in-law is. He listens to the show, by the way.
Oh,
hi, Steve.
Hey,
and
Steve.
He is super slammed this time of year, so he must be
Steve,
that kind.
I raise a glass to you because I know you're going to be ready for it. After the 15th.
Speaking of raising a glass. I just cut you off in mid-segue. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say my husband works for a private company as an accountant for the company. And so he just has quarter ends and year ends. So he's
just chilling.
He's chilling. Speaking of drinking, though, yes, if you are one of those crazy accountants or if you just want an adult beverage.
Celebrating getting your taxes done.
Yes. Yeah. Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week. I don't know if they did that on purpose. Just started the craft beer week right after tax day,
it
maybe.
Makes sense.
That is good planning.
That's good timing.
Because it starts on the 15th. So you have, it's the 15th through the 24th. So it's over a week long. I think that they probably couldn't put in enough in the 7 days. So they had to fill up 9 days. So Friday through Saturday, craft beer week.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
That's like when you go to Hofbrauhaus and they ask if you want the regular or you want the big one.
That's how it's going to go.
The big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get 9 days instead of seven.
It's crazy. The amount of events, I can't even, this podcast would be hours long if I covered the amount of events. So pretty much what happens is they're kind of a facilitator, Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week, for all of these different beer events mm-hmm. around town. So they do a lot of tap takeovers and educational discussions and just specials. And what's cool is they're going to be doing, this is the coolest event I saw. They're doing a Tinder tap takeover at James Street Gastro Pub.
Interesting.
And they're going to be doing a Tinder takeover where the guys, the reps for the beer the people that are joining them will pick the date for them, and they'll have like a big screen up and they have to swipe left or right, like the people that are joining them, not the reps, which I think is hilarious.
Oh my God. I wish that I could be someone that picked out people for other people. That would be so much fun.
I'm worried about the people on the other end of this transaction. Do they know that they're being considered in this weird public forum as a joke date?
No. Well, maybe it'll be love.
Potentially.
I don't think it's a joke date. I think other people are
going to... Yeah, it is. Come on.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Well, I think that there is... If you're not into the Tinder event, joke or not, It's crazy. There's a full pint inspired milkshake night, which is at Burgatory and sounds incredible. It is actually running through the whole week. So there's so many different events. I saw an Ace Hotel event that they're going to be doing, a tap takeover on, and doing a whole educational series with a bunch of different local breweries. So, and a dinner series. So it's a pretty busy week.
The dinner series sounds good.
I know. Pretty busy week. So if you are not into the beer, but you're into the sci-fi.
I do like sci-fi.
They will be doing 21 plus at the Carnegie Science Center. $10 before, $15 at the door. And our favorite Steel City Ghostbusters is going to be in attendance.
Are those the people that I see driving around in
with the car?
Yeah, and they have a legit.
They've got the outfits.
Okay.
Yes.
I've seen it a few times, but I didn't know the story
didn't
behind
put two it. And two. They are legit Steel City Ghostbusters. So they fight the crime of ghosts around town.
I need more than
did
that.
Did I render you speechless?
Yeah.
Well, if you go to sci-fi night, you will be able to talk to them as well as make some slime of your own. Are you guys? You guys are speechless at this.
I'm
just thinking about all the possibilities for the joke I'm about to make about making slime of your own.
Okay.
You know what? I'm just gonna sit on that one.
Okay.
I actually am. I'm trying to consider in my mind quickly. Is this their full time job? What is their day job? What do they do the rest of the time? How do they supplement their income while they're fighting ghosts? I need to know. I want to know.
I don't know. You gotta ask them on Friday night at the Science Center.
Can I throw down some like really heavy pedantry on you guys?
Yeah.
Since I have an advanced degree that qualifies me to do almost nothing except what I'm about to say, which is that sci-fi, although commonly used, is a misnomer in most usages. Science fiction is, or speculative fiction, is a wide-ranging genre, ranging from, you know, fairly pulpy, low culture, popular entertainment to pretty literary, highfalutin stuff. And within the range of SF, science fiction or speculative fiction, there are many subgenres. Sci-fi is one of them, and it's sort of a pejorative. It generally refers to like the cheap and crappy and not very good and not of high literary value end of the spectrum.
Sharknado.
So when you say sci-fi to somebody who's
that was the
term I was reaching for was like scholar or fan,
but your
terminology is actually way more apt. In front of such people, you say sci-fi, they're going to cringe.
What is the proper term that we should be using?
Science fiction is the safest one. Or you can just say SF.
Okay, so just don't.
But Science Center needs to just sound cool.
I recognize sci-fi. That it is the common usage, so I don't fault them for that.
Okay,
I just like want to take this opportunity to educate our listeners, since
thank
it is
you.
Again, really my only actual credentialed qualification on this planet. So,
well,
there you go.
Impassioned statement.
I know
there.
You lost me about 5 seconds in, but I do admire.
I get that a lot.
I was listening.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah.
I will talk SF with you later.
Aw, thanks.
Well, I can add that there's also going to be stormtroopers. So sorry that they're not qualified.
Well, you know, and you can make the case that the whole Star Wars Canada is within the realm of sci-fi. It's sort of
just
warmed over Buck Rogers.
It's lovably campy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's apt.
That is why I think it has such a big following, because you are right. It's lovable and campy. So head to the Science Center on Friday, or you can head to the Children's Museum on Friday. Lots going on the north side. From 7 to 10 p.m., they will have Never Grow Up, which is a Peter Pan-themed 21 plus night. They do make nights every quarter on Thursdays. This is going to be a larger event. I threw a party last year with them that was a 21 plus, just all out.
Such
super a fun. It was so fun. Circus theme party. So they are just recreating that, and it's going to be equally, if not more awesome with this event, because the Children's Museum, It's so fun, even for adults.
Yeah, it's so cool. I had never been there until I went to your event last year, and there were so many weird, interesting things.
Yes.
I want to go back.
Have you been there, though, at like during regular hours when there are children in the Children's Museum?
Well,
somewhat
no.
less
Fair
fun
enough.
For adults.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's cute and everything, but it's work.
Yeah. Well, all I remember is looking up at one point in my party and seeing 20 maybe adults climbing through that little space in the front.
That's there's the only like, thing yeah. I want to do there, and I can't. So
well,
I should go
you
to one
can
of these.
For yeah. the 21 plus night just because take, I'm sure they'll have that open.
Yeah. Or take your kids and be like, oh, no, kids, I got to chase you down. And then yeah. just go after them. And
I
be
think
like,
that must
ignore.
Happen often. Like that's, a kid gets stuck in there and
like,
somebody
cries.
Has to go in after him.
Yeah.
Like,
that's it, at the very top. Yeah. yeah, that's what I would assume. So if you would like to crawl through that space, as well as hear some great music from Pandemic Pete, or they'll be having some live action video gaming going on.
Yeah, nice.
Oh. Yeah.
Are they going to have the water room open?
I kind of doubt that, but maybe. I don't know. We will have to tweet and ask the
that could be
yeah.
Children's
super fun. Museum. I know, wear your bathing suits to the Children's Museum for this.
Why not?
And they're going to have an adult-friendly, kid-approved eats, as well as a giant adult coloring, which I don't know what that means, but it's super intriguing. Hmm. So lots going on Friday. If you want to slow down the pace a little bit on Saturday, Shadyside has their annual pup walk, which is obviously a pup walk through the Shadyside area.
I like
for
that.
$20 you get to register, and it's just a mile walk through Shadyside, and participants will be able to bring their pups out in all of their glorious splendor.
How many of these puppies would you estimate will be wearing bandanas?
I was just thinking that. Well, the one in the picture on the advertisement
oh, God.
Has
yep.
a bandana.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
That's I feel like the
kind
go-to
guaranteed
clothing option for dogs.
I really enjoy seeing dogs in like costumes. So
yeah,
oh,
outfits.
I went to a friend's house last night and his dog was wearing a tacky winter sweater.
Oh my gosh,
it was
it.
Just hanging out at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Well, wear your tacky sweaters, dogs. There's also going to be a yard sale, which is an annual thing as well. So you can check out some great stuff from the vendors that are along Walnut Street, as well as extra vendors, because the neighborhood flea will be there too. So
maybe you can get a vintage bandana for your
Oh, nice.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're going to have vendors that are selling dog food, and pedagogy is over there too. So I bet you they're going to be.
I feel like inevitably there's always someone selling dog cookies that look remarkably like human cookies
that you can eat as well.
Eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that they say you can eat it as well.
Yeah,
maybe.
But I don't think I want to.
I don't know. It's a dangerous territory. But wait, don't you have
so
a dog,
beware.
Josh?
Yeah.
Didn't you? Is it a puppy still?
Nah.
What kind of dog?
I think he's basically grown up. He's a young dog. He's just a random melange of probably pit bull and God knows what else. Some lab, I think.
Does okay. he wear a bandana?
No.
Oh.
No,
he would not tolerate that.
A sweater.
A sweater.
No.
Be good. No, he's got like a the tuxedo coloring,
oh,
so he looks
cute.
Very formal all the time.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Cool. Well,
he's not very dignified though in his behavior.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe stay away from the pup walk and just walk around the yard sale. If you would like some nighttime entertainment, Mr. Alec Baldwin will be in town.
Jack Donaghy.
I know. He's my birthday twin. I love him. Not same age, though. he will be here with the Pittsburgh Symphony, and he's a avid classical music fan, and he put together a playlist.
Also an avid public radio fan, I would add.
Maybe he listens.
Do you want to join us for a taping, Alec, if you're listening?
Stop by.
Yeah. Tuesday.
No,
stop by.
He's in town to get Pittsburghers to eat their vegetables, listen to their classical music. Mm-hmm. That is his mission on this trip, right?
Which I am totally fine with because I love Alec Baldwin.
I'll eat vegetables if Alec tells me to.
Yeah. I assume that it's going to be a great show, and maybe we'll catch him around town too. I hear he likes to go to a lot of local businesses too. I've heard Alec sightings before.
One time I went to Meat and Potatoes, which is over in the cultural district, and saw Kenny G after one of
Whoa.
His shows.
That's something to brag about.
Just saying, he had beautiful hair.
I bet. Yeah.
Do people like report celebrity sightings on Yelp often? Is that a thing?
We did. I think I talked about this a while back. We did have a couple, like Jerry Seinfeld did a couple reviews when he was promoting Ready and cars and getting coffee or whatever, on the back end at Yelp HQ, they have a team of people that have to just make sure that an account is not fake. And so this was one that was drawn to their attention because it was his picture. And they were like, oh, is this just like someone posing as him? Like, this is fishy. And they confirmed it was legitimately him.
I love that that's someone's job.
I know.
Even more than I love the fact that your job exists, I think that's even better.
Yeah.
Well, they have to keep out a lot of creepers because there's a lot of people that will go on and write reviews that say, I walked into a restaurant and they were playing Fox News and I walked out. Not necessarily the most legitimate review.
Well, some people would make a consumer choice based on that piece of information.
I agree, but you got to spend some money to write a review there. So I understand. I understand the turnoff, but it's very interesting. So, yes, Jerry Seinfeld has been a Yelper at some point. So, you know, maybe you'll see some. And with all the movies taping around here.
We'll see if he checks in anywhere on Yelp.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'd be watching.
Oh, I do remember talking about this before because I brought up the apocryphal Werner Herzog Yelp review of something.
Oh, yeah. And
did you ever look that up?
I didn't. Well, there was also
I have not seen that.
Rainn Wilson wrote a review, verified that it was him, about like a sewage plant or something.
Did he? How was it? Did he like it?
I think it was a low rating. Yeah. I think. I don't remember.
I feel like I could see Bill Murray being a Yelper. Saying really, like reviewing sewage plants.
He seems like he could be
something.
That bored.
I could see him just kind of trolling a little.
Yeah. Aziz Ansari is an avid Yelp user, and he on his Masters of None show talked about it a little bit in the taco episode when he's looking up all the best taco places. And my coworker in Brooklyn, they scanned through his actual review, the Brooklyn community manager, and someone had a screen cap of his face on the review page for this taco place, which is
celebrity,
yeah, pretty awesome. So
nice.
Yeah, anyway, celeb culture. I love it. I could talk all day. We could have a separate podcast. Sarah and I could have a separate podcast about that. Sorry, Josh.
So we covered taxes and the inner workings of Yelp and Craft Beer Week. Is there anything else?
Yes, Sunday. You have to round out the weekend
Sunday church.
At the Mattress Factory. Well, that as well.
After church.
After church. 11 to 2. They'll be doing a breakfast in bed, which is something that they have started to do the past couple of months.
And oh, I get it. Mattresses. It's good.
I know. I was trying to... I told my one friend, go to the Mattress Factory, who was out of town, and I don't think about it anymore. And they were like, you want me to go to a museum of mattresses? Oh, okay. But it is one of the coolest museums. So this is the opportunity if you've not been or have not been in a while. $30 gets you two drinks as well as breakfast, which is awesome. You can get Bloody Mary, Wiggle Whiskey provided, or Penn Brewery or War Straits Brewery beer. So sounds like a pretty good event.
Do we know what kind of breakfast they're serving?
So Coca Cafe is
the
official cafe inside the Mattress Factory. It's actually two sisters. One runs the Mattress Factory. One runs the Lawrenceville one. So
I didn't realize there was one in there.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
We should do a whole episode that's like cafes and snack bars within museums and cultural institutions.
Like at
Phipps. Have you
this idea?
Yeah.
I know. What's the one at Phipps like?
It's like it's like all super organic, grown on the premises. They grow just about everything there, and it's like incredibly healthy and also very, very tasty.
They say it has to meet certain standards to be served at Phipps. If you have an event there, I don't even know if you can bring
organic
in
organic or locally produced.
I don't know if you can either bring in stuff or if you do bring it in, certain parts it can't. Be like non-organic.
So if you just like walk in there with a candy bar in your purse, they could lose their LEED Hyper Platinum certification.
Yeah, I feel like they would have like a Venus flytrap somewhere that would just take it from you.
A uniformed guard would discreetly sidle up to you and escort you out.
Well, even the building is like so green, they don't have heating or cooling.
It's all passive.
Yeah,
geothermal.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High tech.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool. Phipps is, we're pretty lucky to have. I was just reading an article about Pittsburgh and how in Next Pittsburgh and how we have had so many accolades, but one of the things that people are talking about food a lot, but we have so much else to offer, including the cultural institutions like Phipps. So.
Yeah.
Get out and explore.
They just need to do a 21 plus night, and we'll be all
then
over.
Then we'll
it.
Be there.
Yeah. I know. Well, they do.
They have some area that Josh could crawl around in.
Yeah. 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 I mean, Sarah can eat at. We're good.
Yeah.
I just want to climb one of those trees. Just let me climb a tree, Phipps.
Okay. Well, that would probably make you not welcome at Phipps ever again. But you know, you live to tell the tale. So
that'd be a good story to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Well. I guess we
we've adjourned.
Stick a fork in this one. I think it's over.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but lucky for us, it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.